Welcome back to the Iron Beauty Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth. I have had my struggles. I was overweight, underweight. I lost my period for over 7 years, struggled with severe digestive issues, parasites, H. pylori, SIBO, and built my body to where it is today. So if you're looking for more information on everything in terms of gut health, hormones, fat loss, building muscle, if you find this episode helpful, I ask one thing of you. Either share it with a friend, drop a little comment below, or even just leave a review on Apple or Spotify. I truly just want to help as many people as possible, and this would mean the world to me. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you the number one reason why you are struggling with gas, bloating, and digestive issues, and how to get rid of all of that for good by addressing this one thing. And before you click off of this, if you do not have digestive issues going on, but you are dealing with thyroid issues, so you have acne, joint pain, chronic anxiety, mood, brain fog, all of these could be related to your gut. And by addressing this one thing today, you could overcome these things. And I have seen it with me, and I've worked with over 900 individuals too. People that are actually losing weight, healing their gut, eating more food. So we're gonna go into it. So the first main cause that I wanna talk about is something called leaky gut. So the thing is we have our intestinal lining, okay? It is 22 feet long. Inside our intestinal lining, we have these little villi. If these are damaged due to antibiotics, stress, environmental factors, there's so many things, food allergies, sensitivities going on, then your food is leaking into your bloodstream and it can cause an autoimmune response, inflammation in the body. Now, if you are cutting all your food out, and an example for me is when I had all my digestive issues, I had 15 types of parasites, H. pylori, SIBO, mast cell activation. I cut all my food out and I went to something called a low FODMAP diet. So when you cut out all of the fermentable carbohydrates, you have less symptoms. I got down to around 3 foods. Because I did not get down to the root cause and I did not heal the gut, as soon as I added those foods back in, the gas, the bloating, the constipation, the anxiety, the depression, all of it came back with it. So my main thing is if we have leaky gut going on, and I'm going to link a whole video here that I did on what leaky gut is, all of that, I did a whole series on it, and we're not actually getting to the root cause of what is causing it, which could be pathogens, SIBO, food allergies, food sensitivities, and you're cutting your food out and you're still dealing with those digestive issues and not healing the gut, then that's going to be a big thing that can lead to the gas, the bloating, and the chronic inflammation. A little example of what I do to kind of heal this is I do something called a 4R protocol with my clients. Number one is we remove the key triggers. It could be gluten, it could be dairy. I have a whole questionnaire that I do with my clients to see if we have things like histamine issues going on, if we have things like possibilities for SIBO, H. pylori, parasites, if we travel a lot, when our root causes started, trauma. So we remove to get the inflammation down. The second thing is we get down to the root cause. What sensitivities? Do we have the parasites? Do we have chemical sensitivities going on? Then what I do is I work on, while we're getting rid of those pathogens, getting down to that root cause, getting the inflammation down, I do a specific protocol to start healing this intestinal lining. Because over the time working together, if we're able to get the inflammation down, get your bowels moving, get rid of the pathogens or that underlying root cause, correct the insufficiencies and start healing this, then we're able to expand your diet with zero bloat, going to the bathroom daily. I have clients that have brain fog go away, chronic anxiety go away, their body starts transforming too, thyroid issues, anemia, all of that. So my whole thing is inflammation is the leading cause, and I have a second one that I want to share with you, a second key trigger of inflammation, and then I also created a free guide for you, so stay tuned to the end. But just so you understand, the first one is leaky gut we got going on, and we have to heal the gut lining, get down to that root cause, and then we're able to add things back in once we address it. So stop second guessing and start and like adding in probiotics and all these things if you don't know what is going on with your body. That's like a big thing. Second one is food allergies and food sensitivities. These could cause us to get inflammation in the body because think about it. If you're consuming something that your body has a sensitivity to, and then on top of that, if we have the leaky gut going on, all of these are actually leaking to your bloodstream, causing that autoimmune kind of a response. So when we have that response, your body could release more cortisol, which is our fight or flight. Your body's gonna feel in pain, water retention, your pants may hurt, the anxiety, the brain fog. It can be coming out as joint inflammation and joint pain, all because of a food allergy and food sensitivity. And if we are not figuring out what that food allergy and sensitivity is, and we're continuing to consume it, then it is continuing to be in your system, cause that inflammation, and we're never able to actually heal the gut, add the food back in, and replenish the good. So I'm gonna kind of share with you more details, so hold on a second, but just to quickly outline so I don't lose you, is the number one reason why we are having gas, bloating, digestive issues, or even things like joint pain, thyroid issues, chronic pain, anxiety, brain fog, depression, histamines, acne, is linked to our gut and specifically inflammation. Our gut has 22 feet. There is more bacteria in it than weighs out of your brain. So it's a big part, and it's 80% of your immune system. If we've been on antibiotics, we were a C-section, certain food allergies, sensitivities, genetics, all of these can cause leaky gut. And if we're consuming things on top of that, that trigger it, like food, chemical sensitivities, all of that, that can trigger more inflammation. And then if we aren't getting to the root cause, if we have pathogens, H. pylori, SIBO, then we're not able to fully heal that gut. And I want to know, would you guys like me to do a full video on food sensitivity testing? Because we're just going to say right now, I am not a fan of it for several reasons. So I want you to drop a comment below and let me know in this video if you would like me to do a whole one on my take of food sensitivity testing. Now, I have to share this with you because it is a huge deal. So one of my clients, as I mentioned, histamine issues. She came to me, she spent thousands of dollars going to the doctor. She hit perimenopause, she couldn't lose weight. She actually came to me because she saw my story, and I'm gonna link my story here for you of how I overcame SIBO, H. pylori, everything that I went through. Because, oh my God, guys, it ran my life. My gut ran my life. That's why I do what I do now, which is heal people. But she came to me, she wanted fat loss, but she had all these other things. She spent thousands of dollars going to doctors for all these histamine issues. Her back was completely red, and you can draw her name on it. And just 12 weeks of working with me, she is down inches, she is down pounds, only training 3 days a week, eating more food. We have no more redness, no more histamine issues. She would have to take Zyrtec all of the times because of all these issues. And the doctor just said, oh, you're fine. You just have allergies to like the environment. It just comes along. Take Zyrtec, take Miralax to go to the bathroom. But in those 12 weeks, through my 4R protocol, I was able to completely get rid of the histamine issues, get her to lose fat, when she was hitting that time of the life where it's hard to lose weight, eating more food, and overcome all of this. And it just shows you guys, like, her anxiety went away, her depression went away, she started having daily bowel movements, her pants didn't hit her anymore. Like, all of these things are huge drivers when it comes to our gut. So the big takeaway is gut, our thyroid, fat loss, all of that, it's linked with inflammation, and we have to get to the root cause. You can heal your body, and I created a free guide for you guys on all of my top gut healing de-bloating smoothies. I'm gonna link it in the comments below. And if you enjoyed this video today, I ask for one thing. Please share this with a friend. Make sure you are subscribed. And I want you to check out this video here. It is gonna be game changer for helping you guys transform your body and reach your highest self in 2024. I love you, and I will see you tomorrow.